Okay, this is Jeff Harmon. I'm interviewing Alex Ray, who is a 2009 Tiger Tunes host. So let's talk about Tiger Tunes. For those who aren't familiar with Tiger Tunes, could you maybe just give us a brief description of what the show is all about?
Oh, goodness.
What is Tiger Tunes?
Tiger Tunes is the biggest event Ouachita does, period, on the calendar, the annual calendar. It is... It's a show. Simply put, it's almost like a Broadway production. All of the social clubs on campus and a few other groups come and they get together and they sing and dance, and I mean there's choreography, there's lyrics, and each show has this one solid theme, and the whole show is about the theme of their production, and it's 3 hours of the most fun on campus. That's the best way to put it.
Cool. And so you're a host this year, so what exactly is your role in the show?
The host and hostesses, we're singing and dancing entertainment in between the acts, in between while the clubs are moving on and off stage, while they're getting ready to transition. We come on, we do a little song and dance, try to impress the crowd, and then get off and let the next club get on.
Very nice, very nice. So y'all have, I'm guessing, a variety of different songs and numbers you're going to do for us?
That is an understatement.
Nice.
We have a group of music, a shorter list than usual. So we're going to be a shorter production from the host and hostess standpoint, both in the sets of music we do and the time of each set than usual historically, and it is a hodgepodge mix of chaos.
Very nice. So how did you get selected to be a host? Like, what process did you have to go through to become a host?
Well, anyone in student-wide is available to come and try out to be a host or hostess. It's a two-night event. One, the first night is a closed audition. It's simply dancing. They teach you a short bit of choreography, and then you have to regurgitate that choreography very quickly in front of a panel of judges. And then that's closed, of course, to the student body. It's just those trying out and the judges. And then the next night is a campus-wide open audition. It's a vocal audition. You prepare a short 60-second vocal piece, a song, or any other type of vocal piece, I guess, other than a song, and you perform it for the judges, and they select the best of those groups.
So maybe you could describe for us your experience in the tryouts and the auditions. What were you thinking, and just how did that go for you?
Oh, geez. Well, I knew going in that I was not a dancer. In fact, I am the whitest white guy in America. Among the group, they call me the whitest man in Tigerland, and that's the truth. But the first night of dancing, I was mortified, rightfully so. As everyone will soon see, I am not the smoothest dancer, and so that scared me. It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be, and I struggled through it and pushed through it and, excuse the term, but more or less BS my way through the dance audition, and I knew that the next night I would have to carry it in vocal music, which I have a lot more experience in than I do dancing, and so that was not near as difficult, knowing that hopefully I could carry my audition with the vocal part.
Very cool. Do you remember what song you did?
I know it was the Swift. I Need You. It was I Need You by the Swift.
Very nice. Okay, so could you maybe tell us about the preparations for the show as a host? What do you have to do?
Oh, sweet mercy. We started in March. Is that that's about the time that we were selected as a group, and I know that we were selected on a Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday night, and then I want to say that next Friday, not that Friday of that week, but the next Friday, we began meeting. That was the first time we met, and we would meet once a week for the remainder of the semester. It was usually on a Sunday night for 2 or 3 hours, and we would start picking music. We would start picking the songs we wanted. We'd pick the sets that we wanted to do with the songs in it, and that carried over a little bit into the summer. We didn't meet. Normally they meet during the summer. We didn't meet this year. But we were in constant communication about music and about costumes, and then we had to come back early. We came back about two and a half weeks before school started, 2 weeks maybe before school class actually started, and it was all day, every day, dancing and singing, and that has been a trip ever since, and we haven't stopped. We practice 6 days a week, every day but Sunday, but I imagine that that will soon change, because today is exactly 3 weeks from the first show, and it'll be time to kick it in high gear soon enough.
Wow, that's intense. So have you done Tiger Tunes before? Is this your first time at all?
No, this is my first time trying for Tiger Tunes. I've spent a lot of time on stage, but never at this capacity.
So you went straight from sitting in the audience to becoming a Tiger Teens host as a junior.
Well, that's not necessarily true. I helped direct the campus ministry show last year, and so I have some experience on stage, but I do know that it's a lot different standing on stage with a group of 100 and standing on stage with a group of 8.
Sure. Yeah, I bet that is pretty...
I have to get my stuff under control this year.
For sure. So maybe what's been your favorite part so far in this journey of Tiger Teens hosting?
My favorite part of Tiger Teens has been the people, absolutely the people. The other hosts and hostesses with me. Some of them I knew, some of them I knew very well, and some of them I did not know at all. And since then, since March, we have all become close as brothers and sisters. There is no shame among us. We are super duper close, and that's been a trip. It's been an awesome ride, and also we've been able to access a lot of secret information because Tiger Teens is so secret, and that's kind of a perk of being a host, is you get to know a lot of really secret stuff really early.
Really? So okay, let's move on. So talking about secrets, could you maybe give us anything to look forward to about the show from your perspective? Anything? A little sneak peek.
That'd be tough not to give away the show. Well, from a technical standpoint, in terms of what you've seen in JPAC before, and I'm not talking about music or dancing, I'm talking about lights and curtains and stage hardware. This will be a production of any scale at Ouachita. There will have never been a production like it. It will be totally different than anything you ever put on at Ouachita in terms of the technical aspect.
Sweet. I am definitely looking forward to it. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you.
And we look forward to seeing you in 3 weeks.
Awesome.